certainly ready at my house. Not that I have my own family. You see, I'm the nanny to a very special little girl who... Well, before I tell you about her, let me ask you a question. When you were a child, what were some things that you asked for Christmas?
Barbies.
Barbies, all right. What else? Anybody? I know Pastor. Yeah, I was going to say Pastor James probably asked for a train set. Did anyone else?
What cat.
A cat? You asked for a cat? That's awesome.
A million toys.
What?
A million toys.
All right. Well, let me ask you another question. If you had every single one of those things, if you had the million toys, every single toy there was, then what would you ask for? Well, this story is about a little girl who had to answer just such a question. Her name is Carly.
Is that my cue?
Yes, it is.
Hi, everybody. My name's Carly, and I'm in a play. This is my play.
Miss Carly, can we go on with the story, please?
Fine, Jessie. I was just trying to make friends.
Carly's parents were very loving, and they were extremely rich. They were so rich that, well, you tell them, Carly.
I have every toy ever made in the whole wide world.
Yes, Carly had everything. And when I say everything, I mean she had every single toy known to kingdom. Teddy bears?
Got them.
Toy ponies?
Got them.
Baby dolls and strollers?
Every last one of them.
Video game systems?
All of them.
Bicycles?
Every color you could ever imagine.
Robots and soldiers?
Ew.
I said robots and soldiers?
I heard you, Jessie. They're stupid, but boy do I have them.
Yes, Carly even had every boy's toy known to man. She had robots and soldiers and dinosaurs and rockets and sporting equipment. She had toys in every single room of the house. There were quite a lot of rooms.
67 to be exact.
And Carly played with every single one of those toys.
I've seen Toy Story. A play with toys is a happy toy, and I believe in keeping my toys happy.
And Carly believed in sharing. Every afternoon, her friends would come over and want to play with the toys, and Carly always let them.
Yes, but sometimes they had to be played with by certain rules.
Hi, Carly!
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I was wondering if I could play with some of the toys.
The Barbie dolls?
No.
Polly Pockets?
You know which ones I want.
Oh, I bet you want this toy.
Wow, that's a T-Rex.
It is? Okay, sure.
Can I play with them?
Okay, but first you have to play tea party with my Disney princesses.
Egg, no way. We're going to go capture wimpy dinosaurs and eat them.
Gross.
Please?
Okay, but first you got to say the T-Rex is a dolly.
No way, I'm not saying that.
Say, he's a dolly.
No, he's an action figure.
Dolly.
Action figure.
Dolly.
Action figure.
Do you want to play with him?
Yes.
Then say he's a dolly. Come on, do it.
No.
Say it. Say that T-Rex is a dolly. Say it. Say it.
Fine. He's a dolly. Can I play with him now?
Fine. I just love doing that.
Toys were the only thing that Carly had to share with her friends. She had motorized vehicles. She had a king-sized ball pit. She had a huge water slide that went all the way down into their Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. And I have these really cool swimmies, so then I don't go glug, 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 bleh.
And right next to the swimming pool was the world's most ginormous sandbox.
Good grief, Jessie. You know how long it's been since I used the sandbox?
It has been quite a while, miss.
Yeah, we gotta do something about that. Come on, I'm gonna bury you up to your neck.
I'm afraid we can't do that, miss.
You getting an attitude from me, Jessie?
No, it's simply that it's too cold to play outside.
Oh, baloney.
December,
did you just say December?
Yes.
You know what that means? It's Christmas!
Yes, indeed it is.
It snuck up behind me. We gotta go see Santa.
And so it came to pass that I took Carly to the mall to see the great bearded wonder, Santa Claus.
I can't believe Jessie letting me forget what time of year it is. No dessert for her tonight. Well, maybe just a taste.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
It's Santa! Santa!
What is your name, little girl?
Carly.
Well, Carly, have you been a good girl this year?
Yes.
Now remember, I've got a list, and I'm going to check it twice.
And I'm going to be on it both times, or you'll hear from my lawyer.
Now, we don't want to bring those nasty people into this. What would you like for Christmas?
Okay. I want...
Yes?
Hang on, give me a minute.
Now, you got to remember, Santa has to listen to the other boys and girls out
there.
Hang
on. Let me think. Okay, how about a, nope, already have that. What about a nice, nope, already have three of those. Maybe a nice note, or maybe...
Alrighty then.
Good grief, I don't know what to ask Santa what I want for Christmas.
Yes, it was quite the dilemma for the girl who had everything. Because you see, when you have everything, there's not much left to ask for.
Now you're telling me this. Now Christmas is gonna come up, and I'm not gonna get anything. And it's really, really good this year.
No argument here.
You're still not getting a big dessert tonight.
Sad.
Well, let's eliminate some of the categories. I got all the toys there are to have, including the ones I hate, all the action figures. And as hard as it is to believe, the more dresses I could possibly wear, even if I change four times a day.
Which she does. Miss Carly, why don't we maybe think outside the box and try to think of something more exotic and unusual?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Just off the top of my head, perhaps you might ask for your very own boy band.
Hey, that's a great... Nah, I'll defeat and clean up after them.
A task which would no doubt fall to me, but I would be willing to help if you really wanted your very own boy band.
Jesse, if you want a boy band member so badly, you ask for it.
And so the search began. Carly borrowed her father's computer and she built a database and she tried to find some toy or gift that she did not already own.
This is hopeless.
Oh, you'll think of something, I'm sure.
No, not the Christmas present, the computer. It's stupid. Where's Buddy? He usually knows how these things work.
Well, Miss Carly, how about if we just skip to the part where you see the commercial for the ultimate toy?
The ultimate toy?
Hey kids, looking for the ultimate perfect gift for Christmas?
Yes.
Tired of the same old, same old?
Am I ever?
Well, let me tell you, this Christmas, your Christmas dream is gonna come true.
I'm gonna sing with Taylor Swift.
You're going to find a special gift under your tree, a little doll we call the ultimate Julie doll.
The Julie doll? I got a million of those.
Oh, not like this. Not like this one, you don't.
Oh yeah? What makes her so special?
Ultimate Julie doll is the greatest doll ever made. She has her own little bottle to drink from.
Been there, done that.
And she has special tear ducts. This dolly actually cries.
Yawn, tell me something I don't
know. And she can wet her diapers.
Yeah, all material. Come on with the show. Send me something really new.
And she can make all the little boys cry.
She what?
That's right, the ultimate Julie doll. She drinks, she wets, she cries, and she makes all the little boys cry.
No kidding.
Oh, how long have you waited for a doll that only drinks and wets and cries but makes all the little boys cry?
My whole life.
You don't want to miss out. You will not like yourself if you miss this and you don't get the ultimate Julie doll for Christmas. Oh, life just won't be complete without it.
You're telling me.
So be sure to ask your mom and your dad for the ultimate Julie doll.
It is only a few days till Christmas too. Jesse!
Yes, miss?
I have to have the ultimate Julie doll for Christmas.
Don't you already have like 100 Julie dolls?
Not the ultimate Julie doll.
The ultimate Julie doll? What's so ultimate about her?
She drinks, wets, cries, and makes all the little boys cry.
Oh, impossible.
It's true. We gotta go see Santa.
Of course.
I can't believe I need that ultimate Julie doll. Life just will not be complete without it.
Ho, ho,
Skip it, Santa. We got business to take care of.
Yeah. What do you want?
I have to have the ultimate Julie doll for Christmas.
What is that? What is the Julie doll?
The Julie doll that drinks, wets, cries, and makes all the little boys cry.
Well, I would if I could, Carly, but...
But what?
Well, it's every little girl wants that doll. And it's the rarest doll in the world.
How rare?
Well, let's put it this way. When the Julie doll factory burned down after they run in the commercials, they only saved one doll.
Well, I have to have it. I don't believe this. What is the world coming to? A little girl that's been good all year and expects that she'll get everything she wants because she knows that Santa only brings gifts to good little boys and girls. And now after a hard year of being good, she expects to get everything, only to be disappointed, crushed, destroyed. Why, Santa? Why? Why?
Candy cane?
Get out of here, Santa!
Carly was heartbroken. broken, but not even Santa could discourage her in her quest.
Jessie, we're not going to eat or sleep until we find her.
Are you sure that's a wise decision?
Fine, we can stop for a burger, but only at supper time.
Very well. And so the search began for the ultimate Julie doll. Carly searched all over town. She searched in every single toy store. She searched in every Walmart, Kmart, S-Mart, Q-Mart. Pretty much covered all the marts. She, even Amazon, could not deliver.
Julie!
She searched to the north and to the south.
Julie!
She searched to the east and to the west.
Julie!
She searched over in that part of the room.
Julie!
She searched in Pastor James's...
Julie!
She searched in Wesley's guitar.
Julie!
Just kidding, don't touch the guitar. Carly, how about if we skip to the part where you learn about the ultimate Julie doll and who bought her?
We find the doll?
Yes.
Then give me it.
Well, I don't have it. It was sold by a mysterious toy seller.
What mysterious toy seller?
Hi, I'm the mysterious toy seller. Can I interest you in a Christmas gift?
I want the ultimate Julie doll.
Lots of little girls want that doll.
Yes, but it's my doll. It's the only toy I don't have.
I wish I could give it to you, but...
But here we go again.
I sold it already to another little girl.
No, say it isn't so.
It's so.
No! No! No!
You done?
Yes. Wait, no. No! Okay, I'm better. I can live without that doll. I have so many others.
You don't need any more?
Yeah, sure, I have lots of dolls that drink, sweats, and cries.
Then don't worry about it.
But I don't have the one that makes all the little boys cry. Jessie!
Yes, miss?
The mysterious toy seller sold my doll.
Oh, shall we alert the military?
Will it give me my doll?
No. Well, I am very sorry to hear about your doll, but I guess we'll just have to make do.
You ain't giving up, are you?
Well, Miss Carly, there's only one thing left to do.
Exactly. We're going to find the girl who has my doll and buy it off of her.
And how do you suppose we do that?
Is this my play?
Yes.
And is this play going to have a happy ending?
I think so.
Then I guess we're going to skip to the next scene where we find the doll, won't we?
I guess we will.
So let's get there then.
So the search continued. Carly and I searched all over the toy seller's town until we came to a small church. By this time, Carly was very tired, and so was I. So we sat down to watch the play they were doing.
A play within a play? What is this, Hamlet?
As the play began to unfold, Carly saw many strange sights.
Wow.
She saw shepherds. With their sheep. Wouldn't be a shepherd, sir.
Fake! Those sheep are fake!
Haven't you ever heard of the suspension of disbelief?
Haven't these actors heard of real props?
She saw three kings bearing gifts.
Did they have the ultimate Julie doll?
No, they were carrying gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Ooh, not frankincense, that's scary!
And they saw a beautiful angel.
Wow, look, she's so pretty.
All of these characters were gathered together in a barn.
Was there a cow?
No, not in this scene.
I want there to be a cow, Jessie. Pick out a cow!
Fine. There's a cow.
Well, it's a really skinny cow.
Right in the center of these two characters were two more characters. There was a young man named Joseph. And a young lady named Mary.
Jessie!
Yes?
That's her. That's my doll.
Yes, it is.
Then get her. Get her now!
You can't do that. Not now, in the middle of the play.
No, this play is stupid.
Carly! I'm surprised. Don't you know what this play is about?
No.
Well, we are at the part of the play where you'll find out. You see, Joseph was on his way to Bethlehem, the city of David, with Mary, who was pledged to be his wife. And while they were there, she had been expecting, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and she laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
No room for them in the inn. That's so sad. The baby should be in a hospital.
Yes, he should, but that's the way Jesus chose to enter the world.
Jesus? You mean the ultimate Julie doll's playing Jesus?
Yes, the Son of God. We celebrate his birthday every year at Christmas.
Oh, but who are all these other people?
Well, the angel came to the shepherds and she told them where they could find the baby. And then the three kings, they followed a bright shiny star until they came to see the child.
I didn't see any star.
Here you go. You see, the reason we celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus.
Oh, and the reason we have presents is because the three kings brought him Frankenstein.
Well, the three kings did bring him gifts, but the real gift was Jesus himself. He came to earth so that he could die for our sins, so that we could know him and that we could have a relationship with God the Father.
Wow, one little baby did all that?
Indeed he did.
Wow.
It was at that moment that something clicked inside of Carly.
Hey, Jesse, I don't want the doll anymore.
Are you sure? But she drinks, she wets, she cries, and she makes all the little boys cry.
Yes, but Jesus started Christmas, and he came to give, not to get presents. I want to give things away, just like Jesus.
I think that is a very good idea.
I know. Thought it myself. Thanks.
And so we returned home, and Carly began to wrap up her toys. Everyone was amazed at the change in Carly. Everywhere she went, people had to ask, why are you giving away so many gifts at Christmas?
Because Christmas is about the greatest gift of all, the love of Jesus.
Yes, it was a very Merry Christmas because of Carly. And everywhere she went, people got to hear the good news that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. The end.
Hey, that's my line. Oh, sorry. Merry Christmas to all. The end.
All right, I am the fill-in. Amen. Amen. I got to take my glasses off. How many of you have make it a point in your life to tell everyone you meet Merry Christmas? Do you do that? Can I hear you? Can you say it right now? Amen. You know, I was on the phone the other day with this lady and with a particular bank, and not the bank we bank at, but something we have an account at. And at the end of the phone call, she was very, very helpful. And we had to make some changes and do some things different. At the end of the phone call, what did she say? Happy holidays. And I paused for a minute, and I let her breathe for a second. Because I wanted her to think for just a moment she offended me. And then I said, Merry Christmas to you, Jeanette. And she got real quiet, and she paused for a minute, maybe wanting to make me feel like I offended her. But she says, thank you for saying that. I don't get to do that very often, but Merry Christmas to you, Pastor. Well, you know, you need to make a point to say Merry Christmas. I think our country's just totally flipping around here lately. Hasn't it been good? But in case you run across somebody where you need to say something, Sally was going to get up and share this. But in case you run across someone, we have these cards available at the end of the service if you'd like to get one. And you need to say the right thing, so to speak, maybe at your work, maybe whatever you're doing. Maybe you can say it like this and not offend anybody. May the birth of the one and only true God, Jesus Christ, bestow a blessing of grace and peace upon your household to the belittlement of every other false religion. Thank you very much.
Elsa, thank goodness you're here. Jesus, who would do this? Who would do this? What am I going to tell Pastor Conrad? I'm so fired. What am I going to tell him?
Calm down, Bruno, calm down. Pastor Conrad's going to be here any minute now. Pull it together, pull it together.
Why? Why do I have to be so persistent? Put me in charge, Pastor Conrad. I'll show you what a responsible intern I would make. Oh, my tombstone's as good as written. Bruno, not an intern shoemaker, lies here. May he rest in peace. What am I talking about? He's not gonna kill me. He's gonna fire me.
Bruno, relax. fast. You can't fire an intern if they're a volunteer. Or can you? I'm an intern, too.
Oh, but this is big.
Calm down, Bruno. This incident, whatever it is, won't keep you from achieving your dreams in life.
Oh, my God. Alex, thank goodness you're here. If anyone knows anything about everything, it's you.
Thank you. I think. What's wrong? You on Santa's bad list?
I wish you were so simple, Alex. He's vanished. He's gone.
I thought you quit drinking.
Breathe through your nose.
No. I did. It's a latte.
Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. There you go. That's better. Now tell us, Bruno, who's gone? Who's vanished?
Jesus.
Jesus is gone?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Where did Jesus go, Bruno?
I don't know. I guarantee he's been kidnapped.
I've heard about this kind of thing happening to people during the holiday season.
If they're older, not someone as young as Bruno.
All right, where is he, Bruno? He was there earlier. He's not there now.
Christmas service is in 2 weeks. Where is he, Bruno?
I don't know, Pastor Conrad. Pastor Rhonda, he has been kidnapped.
Who's kidnapped? How do you know?
This. They left this.
Come on, guys. No one's been kidnapped.
It's all right here. Read it.
A ransom note?
A gift-wrapped ransom note.
And I know who gift-wrapped it in.
Who?
The same thief who has kidnapped baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus from the nativity set on the front lawn? You're kidding. That's what you guys are all freaking out about. Baby Jesus? Is missing from the nativity set at the front of the church?
Yes.
You're all insane.
Hey, where are you going?
Me?
To me?
Yes.
To place an ad in the paper. Secretary looking for sane pastor and staff to work for.
Oh, good that there's a female intern available, too.
We can't leave now.
Why not?
Why not?
Because we haven't fired you yet.
Yeah. I knew it.
I'm just kidding. You're a great secretary, Alice. We'd hate to lose you. Besides, we need your help. Will you call the police?
What do you want me to tell them?
The truth that someone has kidnapped baby Jesus.
This should be an interesting conversation.
Thou shalt not steal. It's in the Bible, you know.
Sounds like a call an intern should make.
Guys, let's sit down for a minute. I'm sure there's a logical explanation. Maybe a neighbor's dog dragged him away.
And left a perfectly wrapped ransom note?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
23 years of church tradition down the drain in one lousy practical joke.
Can't we just, how do I put this delicately?
Yes.
Can't we just buy another baby Jesus?
No!
It's not that easy. Leroy Cooper, may God rest his soul, carved our entire nativity set in his woodshop years and years ago. It was his gift to the church for our first Christmas service. That baby Jesus is special, one of a kind.
I never met Mr. Cooper, but I did hear he was a generous man.
Well, shortly before he started coming here, he croaked.
What? No, he passed away. The nativity scene meant the world to him. And every year we put it out to the community as sort of a gift.
It is beautiful.
Was beautiful.
After our Christmas Eve service, we sing around the manger and then warm up with hot chocolate and eat cookies in the fellowship hall. It's tradition.
Maybe no one will notice.
It's baby Jesus. Hello, Christmas, the birth of Christ.
You know what we need? A PI. Alice, that's what you need, a PI. Elsa, go on the internet. Scour the internet for a PI in the area.
He's referring to a private investigator. P for private, I for investigator.
Yes, Bruno, I know.
Come on, guys. Can't we just make an announcement to the congregation on Sunday and see if anyone comes forward?
They're professionals. They're not coming forward. Did you read the note?
Yes, I did. If you want to see baby Jesus again, this is what you must do. Search in the manger and look for a clue.
Wait, I'll go look right now. I'll go look.
It's not there. I already looked.
Maybe you missed it.
I didn't miss it. There are 3 donkeys, 4 camels, 1 cow, 1 Joseph, 1 Mary, 3 shepherds, 1 wise man, 1 empty cradle, and 0 clues.
Did you check the straw?
The straw.
Come on, let's still try to get into the Christmas spirit. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Fine. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, but a little Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying.
No cry he makes because he's not there. Neither's a clue.
Call the police, Alice.
Seriously? Can you look up the number for the non-emergency police, please?
Non-emergency? This kind of is an emergency. Yeah.
Here it is. Thank you. Hi, this is Alice Thornton. Oh, sure. She's transferring me to the deputy on duty. Hi, Deputy Perry. This is Alice Thornton from Morningside Community Church. I need direction with something. Sure. Well, it seems someone's... What I'm trying to say is... Okay, this is going to sound a little silly, but it's the truth. I'm getting there, Deputy. You sitting down? It seems we have a kidnapping on our hands. No, not the pastor. He's fine. He's right here. He's a little rattled, but he's okay. No, the pastor's wife is here too. She's also okay. It's our manger scene. No, Deputy, no one stole our manger scene entirely. Just baby Jesus. Yes, Deputy, someone stole baby Jesus. They did leave a ransom note, though. Hello? Hello? That went well. Elsa, come with me. We'll be back.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're going to be any help. Let's read it again. Maybe we missed something.
All right. If you want to see baby Jesus again, this is what you must do. Search in the manger and look for a clue. Are you guys sure you searched everywhere?
Everywhere. I'm clueless, Pastor Conrad. I am too, but we can't let Mrs. Cooper know about this.
I read you loud and clear, Pastor Conrad. Loud and clear.
I don't think her heart can take it.
Over and out, good buddy. Over and out.
Where did you find that?
It's a girl thing. We 3 kings of Orient are carrying gifts we traverse afar. One of the kings was carrying 2 gifts.
Well, let's open it.
I'm getting it. Get it.
If you want to see baby Jesus again, do as I say. After this service, look for an unfamiliar face.
An unfamiliar face? Now what?
I guess we wait until Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Summarize my message today. Let's not forget what Christmas would have been like throughout the birth of our Savior. On that Christmas morn so many years ago, if the manger had been remained emptied, so too our hearts would have remained empty. No baby, no Savior. No Savior, no hope. So let your heart be filled and thankful that you have the birth of Jesus Christ. And may you also be filled with thanksgiving that you are now in the family of God. I want to thank you for your faithfulness, Morningside Community Church. If you want to learn more about my message, come see me afterwards.
As we close our service today, I'm afraid we have a rather unsettling announcement to share with you that was perhaps the catalyst for my husband's message this morning. Some of you may have noticed our outdoor nativity on your way into church. It seems that someone has played a practical joke and has stolen the baby Jesus from the manger. I know, it's very alarming. You'll be the first to know when this practical joke has been resolved. Be assured, we both and our entire staff are working diligently on this, and we're leaving no stone unturned. Speaking of staff, on a much happier note, our church secretary, Alice Thornton, has an announcement she'd like to share.
Hi, is this thing on? Bear with me, I'm nervous. Do you all smell that good food cooking? I have to agree. Just a reminder that today after the service, we're having a potluck for all newcomers. Any unfamiliar faces welcomed. How is that, Pastor Rhonda? Any unfamiliar faces welcomed?
Yes, I hope you can all stay. Alice has worked really hard to coordinate this potluck last minute. Let's give her a hand. Thanks, Alice. You're all dismissed.
When I was making the announcement, I saw the unfamiliar face in the back row all alone.
I did too.
You have to go talk to her. Oh, wait, she's coming up here. Okay, I see her. I see her.
Hi. Good morning. Nice to meet you.
You are?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Do you have a last name?
Yes.
Is this your first service at Morningside?
Yes.
Well, you seem to be an unfamiliar face.
Well, you're rather familiar to me.
Oh, really? How so?
I've seen you many times.
But this is the first service you attended here?
Yes.
Oh, do you watch us online?
Well, no. Yes, this is my first service here, but I've been here many times, but only as far as the parking lot. It's the first Sunday I've had the courage to come inside, Pastor Conrad.
How do you know my name?
Earlier, when you preached, you said, "Hi, I'm Pastor Conrad, pastor of Morningside Community Church."
Okay, well, do you need to talk to us? Maybe in private?
Well, yes, but I don't know where to start.
It's about Jesus, isn't it?
Actually, it is.
Do you want to make a confession?
Yes, but I don't know where to start.
Well, you could start by telling us what you've done with Jesus.
Well, you see, that's why I'm here.
Aren't you here to find him?
Yes.
Okay. We thought so, Denise. So, what have you done with him?
Well, I haven't done anything with him. I want to find him.
Oh.
Well, wait. She wants to find him.
Oh, wait, no. This is all wrong. We're the ones who want to find him.
Yes.
You're the pastors. You mean you haven't found Christ yet?
Well,
is there someone else I should talk to?
Oh, no. You're here today because you want to get saved? Oh, Denise, that's a riot.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cause a riot.
Okay.
No, I mean, praise God. Today, the angels in heaven will rejoice.
Over me? What do you mean?
You know, party, whoop it up, because you're a believer.
Whoa, that's awesome. You see, I'm all alone here. No family to speak of, that is. Usually, I prefer it that way. Well, with the holidays and all, it gets kind of lonely. Earlier when you were talking about belonging to the family of God, I kind of been looking for somewhere to belong. Never heard anyone speak so passionately about Jesus before. It's like he made him seem real, alive. Is what you said really true? He really came here and made himself nothing so we could come to him?
It is. It's very true.
I'm nothing too. He still wants me?
You bet he wants you.
Oh, what do we have here? An unfamiliar face?
Leave it alone, Alice. Honey, go bless the food.
Okay.
This is Denise. She'll be joining us for lunch today.
Lunch? I didn't bring any.
It's okay. There's plenty. Please join us. It'll give us a chance to talk. Today is a special day. Today, you will find Jesus.
Find Jesus? What do you mean, find Jesus? Oh, great. She forgot where she put him. What about a clue? Did she give you the next clue?
Alice, did you make these cookies? They're delicious.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I did.
Did Pastor Conrad give you the next clue?
Not yet, but Pastor Rhonda's about to. Did you see the unfamiliar face that she walked out with?
No, oh wait, that gives for Pastor Conrad.
Oh, okay. Yes, sirree, I think we've got our man.
These are blue ribbon cookies, you know.
Oh, you really think so, Bruno? Thanks. I'll give Pastor Conrad your gift.
Oh, no, it's not for me. It's from that woman back over there.
woman. Who was she?
Oh, no. Never seen her before. Pretty lady, this tall. She asked me to give it to Pastor Conrad.
The unfamiliar face!
We're supposed to be professionals, right? That's a new witnessing tool. The angels will rejoice. Whoop, whoop! That's really cool. Need to use that. Choir mics on. Oh,
service. That's all we have is 7 days. We have to find him.
Impossible.
Luke 1:37.
For nothing is impossible with God.
Yeah, yeah, but aren't you weird? There's only 7 days in a week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's been missing for 7 days now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know how statistically our chances of finding him have plummeted after the 48-hour mark? That was 5 days ago. 1, 2. We're no closer to finding him. Nothing this big in the history of mankind's ever been solved in just 7 days.
God created the world in 6 days, Bruno. That's one less than seven.
And how about Joshua, chapter 6?
Sorry, Alice, but I believe the accounts of creation happened in Genesis. It's not in Joshua.
She's speaking of the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho fell in 1 week, too.
God told Joshua to march around the city with all of his armed men for 6 days, and on the 7th day, the walls of the city collapsed.
Creation Jericho. Okay.
You guys may have me there, but we're doing, everything works out in the Bible, but we're doing something a bit more contemporary, shall we say. There are no evil phantom poets or baby kidnappers in the Bible.
There were baby killers in the Bible. Evil phantom poet? Evil's a pretty strong word.
Don't you find it a bit evil to give clues that lead nowhere? Now in the cradle you will find what you've been seeking all the time. What a farce! I checked the cradle and there's nothing there. Go on. I know none of y'all believe me. Go ahead and check. That cradle is empty. E-M-P-T-E.
That's okay, Bruno. We believe you.
Oh no! Pastor Conrad! Pastor Rhonda, I insist. Go ahead. Elsa? Alice? Go on. Go on, you two. Go check. Skedaddle. Go on.
It's okay, Bruno. I believe you.
You do?
I already checked.
Me too.
Okay. I know I'm not the brightest needle in a box full of Christmas lights, but I sure know an empty cradle when I see it. At first, I thought that cat was the clue. We should have seen how quickly that thing ran out.
Cat. Did you keep it?
Come on, I'm pretty sure it was just a stray. That cat's no more a clue than... Well, this here spoon is a clue.
Where did you get the spoon?
Fell off the cat's collar. When it ran out of the cradle.
There was a cat in the cradle with a silver spoon. And you didn't think it could be our next clue?
Ah, it's not real silver. Looks tarnished to me.
What do you think it means?
It's a song! It's the cats in the cradle with the silver spoon.
We know, Bruno, we know.
Well, in the song, the father was too busy to spend time with the son, and then the son grows up to be just like his father.
Too busy, busy, busy.
Bruno, you're brilliant!
Oh, me? Why, thank you, Pastor Ron.
The song is about being too busy. Christmas is the busiest time of the year. There are gifts to buy, parties to attend, cards to mail, cookies to bake.
Busy, busy, busy.
That's right. We're to slow down and smell the coffee.
Coffee. I need some more. You know what? I'll be right back. I'll see you. Y'all are too busy, busy, busy.
A missing baby Jesus, a cat in the cradle with a silver spoon. There must be... The clue must be about not forgetting baby Jesus in the midst of our holiday bustle. I'm sure that's it.
Special delivery.
It's early for UPS. They don't come till 4 o'clock.
Oh, I don't think it's from UPS. It doesn't even have a label. It was just outside the door.
You had that.
I am a poor boy, too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give the king.
Shall I play for you? The last line of the clue, you forgot. Shall I play for you?
Alice, would you stop tapping your fingers on the desk? Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I can't think.
That's it. I am a poor boy too. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
I have no gift to bring. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. That's it to give a king. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
next clue must be at the church drum set. Let's go check it out.
I'll beat you there.
Had no gift to bring.
Yes, it's a metaphor.
A meta? For who? What's a meta?
We're supposed to give a gift to the king.
What gift? Where are we going to find myrrh this close to Christmas?
Not that kind of gift. A gift like in the song. The little drummer boy had no gift to bring except for the beat of his drum. A gift of ourselves.
Like speaking more kindly to the barista when she dollops my coffee whipped cream, even though I asked for no whipped cream.
Who are you talking to? Or like going to your mother-in-law's for Christmas dinner when it's the last place in the world you want to be.
Yes.
Or as simple as loving your neighbor or being kind to a stranger.
Yes.
Where does it end? There's Operation Christmas Child, food donations, the Salvation Army, visiting the elderly or those who are needy. I say it needs to be simplified.
It is simple. Just do things that we're good at to help others.
I love to bake. I love people.
The only thing I'm kind of good at doesn't really fit into this whole good willingness thing.
Anything fits, Bruno.
I like to take showers because I like to sing.
And everybody sings better in the shower. I didn't know you liked to sing.
Well, that's because I'm definitely afraid to perform at church.
Do you like to sing Christmas carols?
Yeah, I could go. We all could. First, we'll all get coffee. And I'll be kind to the barista, no matter how bad she screws up my order.
Wait! I got it! The coffee shop at the mall! Get it? Mall?
No.
What's at the mall, guys?
140 stores?
No! The little old man with the bell!
Santa?
No! A Salvation Army bell ringer. We'll drop some loose change in a bucket, and I'll say hello to a stranger. Better yet, we'll all go sing Christmas carols to all those orphans and widows.
Scratch that. I don't know any orphans.
A widow will have to do.
Scratch that. I don't know any widows. Coffee does sound real good right now, though.
Have you thought of Mrs. Cooper?
Mrs. Cooper? Mrs. Cooper likes coffee?
No, she's a widow. I haven't seen her at a service for a while. She's always been so faithful. It's not like her.
Maybe she's lonely. It is her first Christmas alone, after all.
Yes, I've been meaning to check in on her. We have to gently break it to her about the missing baby Jesus. It won't be easy. Her husband cherished that nativity set.
Do you think she'd mind some murky carolers?
I'm sure she'd love them. I'll bake some cookies, too.
Hey, you bring the cookies, I'll be the rookie. Ha! How do you like that, phantom poet? This good willingness thing's just grand. Just grandiose.
From all of us to all of you.
Merry Christmas!
Okay, guys, do the other part.
Oh,
and it's fun! Ready?
We are farmers!
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
was lame.
Considering.
Good.
Well, if you like, come on in and have a seat.
I made you some cookies.
Oh, thank you, Alice.
Where can I put them?
Excuse the mess. I've been attending to get to all of this. You just haven't seen my Christmas this year.
Would you mind if I'm...
Help yourself, Bruno. You guys, you all was talking about becoming interns every Morningside.
They're still on the probationary period.
We've been thinking about you a lot lately. Mr. Cooper, too. We put his nativity set up again.
Oh, you did? Oh, it's a beauty.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is. Yes.
He made it with love, he did. It meant so much to him.
He was a very special man.
Yes, he was. He didn't think he was, but he was special indeed.
What are you doing for a Christmas dinner, Mrs. Cooper?
I haven't given him much thought.
Well, Frank and I would love to have you. If you would like to come, we'll pick you up.
Oh, that is awfully sweet. Alice, but I think I would pass. I'm not going to be very good company right now.
Pastor Conrad, you forgot to tell her about the missing baby Jesus.
Careful, careful, Pastor. You know her heart thing? We don't want any incidences, if you know what I mean. Over now!
Over and out, Bruno. Well, have you heard from the kids lately?
Yes, Roger, I have. David, I haven't, but I'm sure they'll call me Christmas. They always do. Now, Roger, he was here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, sorry, we missed him.
Yes, he's going to spend Christmas with his wife's family in Colorado, and of course, the children are going to go with him. So it's going to be kind of lonely around here.
Well, you raised two fine sons, Edith. You should be proud.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Empty cradle. Silver spoon!
Well, you all have definitely brightened a lonely lady's day.
Hi, Grandma!
Gary, Kelly, what are you doing?
Merry Christmas!
These are for you!
Well, thank you so much. Please say hello to my church friends.
Hi, friends.
Hi!
So, what happened to Colorado? Is everything okay? What about your parents?
Yeah, everything's great. We're not leaving until Tuesday now.
Oh, okay. Great.
We wanted to spend some time with you. They dropped us off because Mom needed to go get something at the store.
Okay. Well, good. Well,
why don't we go and leave them alone? Maybe we'll see you at the Christmas service.
I wouldn't miss it.
Good.
Well,
you tell her.
Mrs. Cooper.
Yes?
Forgive me for dampening your joy, but I feel it's only right to be honest with you about a recent incident that has occurred at Morningside.
What happened?
Yes, the nativity set we spoke of earlier, the one that Mr. Cooper made.
Yes.
We don't want you to think that we don't cherish it, because we certainly do. It's just that someone has helped themselves to baby Jesus. Nothing else, it's all there. Just baby Jesus is missing.
Someone has taken baby Jesus?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Conrad. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you so much.
Thank you?
What? Yes, and Mr. Cooper thanks you, too.
What? Mr. Cooper.
But you found them, right?
No, I'm sorry. We didn't.
But we're still searching for them, though.
Tell them kids about your grandpa. I need a tissue.
It's hilarious. We'll keep looking.
Isn't it perfect, kids? Isn't it perfect? Grandpa must be looking down and laughing.
I'm sorry. Miss Cooper, I am completely confused.
Oh, you see, it started off our dad, Uncle, our kids, then Grandpa did it, us too. Every Christmas, Grandpa would steal baby Jesus from the nativity set.
Yeah.
It drove Grandma nuts.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
and then he calls outside every year and says, "Now, kids, what's wrong with the picture? It seems that something must be missing." We begged him to put back baby Jesus, but he just said, "Why look, kids? Could that be a ransom note in the manger?"
I tried to talk him out of the ransom note every year because I hated to hear the children cry. But he said a ransom note was absolutely necessary. After all, the definition of a ransom is to
free us from captivity and punishment by paying a price.
He said, isn't that the reason, Edith, why Jesus came to pay our ransom, to free us from captivity and punishment by paying a price? So what could I say? Nothing to refute that. And he knew it. So he said, so you would agree with me, Edith. A ransom note is absolutely necessary.
So he hid baby Jesus year after year, but never in the same place twice.
Hit him? Why?
You see, when we came back from Christmas...
Remember whenever he said, well, Christmas wasn't even about Jesus.
Right, yes.
It's
not about Jesus.
What?
Because we've commercialized it?
Nope, that's not it.
Because Christmas is about you.
About us. Nah, he's wrong. Tell him how wrong he is, Pastor.
We know, but that's not what Grandpa meant.
Mr. Cooper knew the Bible inside and out, so we need to hear them out.
Well, that was just Mr. Cooper's unique way of getting his point across. He said Jesus could have never came to this earth, and he could have never been born in a human body. But no, he could have just stayed in heaven and just forget the whole crucifixion. But he said he chose to come to heaven for one reason only. He chose to come to this earth for one reason only, and that's to pay our ransom.
And then he'd say, well, go ahead, kids, go ahead and look for yourself. And he'd tell us that Christmas is about us and his love for us. Gary and I almost went insane looking for baby Jesus year after year.
Yes.
But it really became a treasure hunt of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it might sound cool, but it really became a fun family tradition.
Yeah.
And then Gary and I could not rest until he found him. Trust me, when there's no baby Jesus in the manger, it really makes it uneasy.
Oh, we learned that.
Something's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You miss him more than ever. I know I sure miss Grandpa this year.
Yeah.
We did it as a tribute. We wanted him to know that we wouldn't forget him or the things that he taught us.
We are so sorry we got you all mixed up in that. That was not their intentions.
Oh, no. It wasn't. You see, when we got back from Thanksgiving, and Daddy found Grandpa's old shoebox full of clues he used over the years, and then we drove by the nativity set, we thought it'd be fun leaving a ransom note for you, like it was for Daddy and Uncle David.
We're sorry. We should never have done that. After Daddy pleaded with Mommy to deliver the second clue, we realized that this was more about our traditions than you having a good time.
Yeah.
That's why we decided to end the whole thing and leave the last clue in the drum set, telling exactly where left baby Jesus.
Clue?
What?
The drum set. Pum.
Yes, we got that part, but we didn't find a clue in the drum set.
You didn't? Left it there.
I'm sorry, there was no clue.
You didn't find it?
No, we looked everywhere.
Did you check between the symbols?
Yes.
Oh, between the symbols? We thought it would be inside the big bass drum.
We couldn't sort it that easily.
Well, you led us on a wild goose chase.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
Hi, this is Alice. Who are you trying to reach? Oh, Reverend Perry. Hi, yes, this is Morningside Community Church. I just had my calls forwarded to my cell because I'm out of the office right now. Oh, slow down, Reverend Perry. What did you say? Sure, I'll ask him. It's your friend, Reverend Perry, from Eveningside Christian Center across town.
Mm-hmm.
He said that someone just stole his baby Jesus from their nativity set and drove away in a blue Dodge Ram.
Oh, that's David. He's
Uncle David!
He's asking if you're any good at solving riddles. Should I tell him?
What, and rob him of his blessing? What kind of friend would that make me?
Hi, Reverend Perry. Maybe baby Jesus was just misplaced? No. Sorry, sir, I don't think you fell off the turnip truck yesterday. How about the three kings? Are they carrying gifts they traverse afar? Yes, of course you know the song, but how do I put this delicately? Count the three kings' gifts, sir. Count the gifts.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Well, amen. Give them all a great big hand. And how about Lacey? Lacey did a great job. Wow. I love that. Amen. I just wanted to share a couple of things with you real quick. We're going to pray over the food and get everything set up here in just a moment. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, I don't remember what exact day it was. You know, the Department of War had Franklin Graham come and minister to everyone at the Pentagon. And the Navy chaplain, Kerry Cash, he opened up by calling Christmas the greatest rescue mission of all time. And he told everyone that Jesus was the light that entered a dark world. The secretary reminded the attendees that Christmas centers on the greatest true story ever told. A king who came not crowned in splendor, but laid in a manger. You know, worship was led by Matthew West. I'll let them get out first. If y'all could close that door. Worship was led by Matthew West and Ann Wilson. And then Franklin Graham got up and boldly preached the gospel, declaring that Jesus took our shame, died in our place, rose again, and is alive today. He emphasized that Christ is not merely a baby in a manger, but a risen Savior in heaven and the King who's coming back again. The greatest rescue mission of all time. What a statement. Amen. Reminded me of the story that an old Baptist pastor shared at his church in Boston, Massachusetts. One day he met a young boy in front of the sanctuary who was carrying a rusty bird cage. And in that cage, several birds fluttered nervously. And Pastor Gordon asked him, he said, "Son, where did you get those birds?" And the boy told him, he said, "I trapped them out in the field." "Well, what are you going to do with them, son?" He goes, "I'm going to play with them, and then I guess I'll just feed them to the old cat we have at our house." And when Pastor Gordon sat for a minute, when he sat there, he thought to himself, "Maybe I need to buy these birds off this young man." So he offered the young man $2 and says, "I'll take them. Here's $2. I'll just take them." And the kid looked at him and said, "Mister, you don't want these old birds. They're just wild birds. They can't sing at all." And Pastor Gordon looked at him and said, "Son, I'll give you $2 for the cage and for the birds." So the kid thought about it for a minute. He said, "Okay, it's a deal, but you're making a bad bargain, Pastor." Well, the exchange was made, and the boy went away whistling, happy with his shiny coins. But Pastor Gordon walked around to the back of the church property, and he opened the door of the small wire cocoon, and he let those struggling creatures soar into the blue. The next Sunday, he took that bird cage, that empty bird cage, he took it into the church, and he set it on top of the pulpit, and he used it to illustrate his sermon about Jesus coming to seek and save the lost. Jesus paid for us. He paid his life for us with his own precious blood. You know, the boy told me that the birds were not singers. They weren't songsters. But when I released them, they winged their way heavenward. And it seemed to me they were singing, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. You know, this Christmas, and the message of these times is that we have been given a commission to seek and save the lost, just like Jesus. Can you say amen? And you know, at Christmas, in the days we're living in, we need to sing the songs just like those birds would sing. It's the song sung in every Christmas carol, redeemed. It's the song that's sung in all of them that says redeemed. It's the meaning behind every gift under your Christmas tree. It shouts out redeemed. It's why we give gifts. It's representation of what Christ did for us. Redeemed. It's the word the shepherds heard. Redeemed. It's the assurance that Mary, she received. Redeemed. It's the star that the wise men followed, shouting, redeemed. It's you and it is me who have been trapped by sin. But Jesus, he purchased your pardon and my pardon. He paid your ransom and my ransom so that we could be free. Folks, you and I, we have been redeemed, and we are the redeemed. Amen? So I want to challenge you this Christmas. When you sit and you open presents with your families, when you eat around the table, we celebrate Christmas. We have fun with everybody. We're going to do a fun gifts exchange at our home and have a blast doing it. We'll laugh. There's a lot of goofy things under the tree right now. I'm excited about it. But I tell you, everything we have going on shouts redeemed. As individuals today, as church family, be thankful. The Holy Child, whom we celebrate his birth this week, came to die for us. His precious life and blood was to redeem you and to redeem me. And not only that, but his precious blood cleansed you completely of all of your sins. No matter what this year has been this year, nothing can ever take away the joy of our redemption. And folks, that's the fact that we need to remember as we step into this new year already. We have joy all because of what Jesus did for us. Amen? Would you bow your heads with me and let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for what a great set of plays. What a great message out of both of them, especially in the closing of this last one. Lord, you redeemed us from the curse. It's all cute to have our nativity scenes and have baby Jesus sitting in that manger. But thank God, Jesus, you died for us so that we could declare boldly, I am the redeemed of the Lord, and I say so. I'm proud of that fact, and I am thankful of that fact. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. If you're in here today and maybe you're not living for the Lord like you should, maybe you need to make a change. You know what? A great time to do that. The Sunday before Christmas, my boss that I used to work for always shared the testimony. He'd been living in the world for so long, but on Christmas Day, he went to church. And as they played Amazing Grace, He got up out of his seat in the back of the church chapel, and he went up front. And his dad, who pastored the church, laid his hands on his head and began to pray for him. And that day, he miraculously turned his life back around to Jesus. If that's you today and you've never made him Lord of your life, or you've not been living for him like you should, it's such an easy change. It's such a simple thing. But that simple choice that you can make right now can change your life forever. And all you have to do is pray. All you have to do is pray these words. And I'd ask for all of us to pray together. And if that's you in here today, or if you're watching online, and you want to make your heart right with God, you want to know that you're going to heaven when you die, then say these words with us. Church, let's pray, all of us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus, to come and die for me, to shed his blood for me, and to be raised from the dead. Jesus, I call on you. Come into my life. Make me brand new. From this day forward, I will live for you. For all of my days, for all of my lifetime, and throughout all eternity, I get to be with you. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you're online watching, there's an email there on your screen. All you got to do is send us an email. Let me know that you asked Jesus into your heart. We'll send you a Bible and some books. If you prayed that today, come see me today before you go. We'd love to just bless you with some material so you can just get to know the Lord more. And if you don't have a church home, hey, we'd love for you to be here with us. We have a great church, good people. And I guess you could tell from the play, we have a lot of good people here. Amen? All right, amen. Hey, we don't want you to go. We want you to stay. There's plenty of food, and we have plenty of drinks. I won't be able to eat anything over there today myself, personally, because of the diet I'm on. But we want to fellowship with you, and I'm going to walk around and greet you and just let you know how thankful we are for you. We're glad you're here. And I'd like for you, too, to make sure, if I'm going to do one more announcement, please come Wednesday at 4 o'clock. It's the most important service in the whole year for us. We love this service more than anything, because Melissa and I are going to personally serve you communion. We're going to personally lay our hands on you and pray for you. And the message will be a sweet one that you can grab hold of and take with you and remember as we go through the holiday here. Also, Chase is going to come and lead us in some Christmas carols. I'm excited about that. And we're just going to have a great time. So please, please, if you can, make time. 4 to 5, we're going to just have church from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock and get you home in plenty of time so you can be with your family. Start it off right. Be here at church on Christmas Eve. If you've never done it before, it's a real special time. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, lots of food. We've got people going to be putting things out on the table here. If you would, come around when we pray in just a minute and line up down the hall, come through the kitchen. And are we ready? Whatever you brought, if you can go get it, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we'll bless the food and hang out. We're going to have a big time, okay? Pray with me. Father God, we just thank you right now for today. Thank you for the food. We thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship. We ask you to bless the food, and we thank you that you take all sickness and disease from our midst in Jesus' name. And we just give you all the thanks and the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. All right, go get in line. Let's eat. Amen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful